We are in Simin Tov Kuf Samech Hei. We're up to Sif Hei, and we will be concluding the Simin as well as doing the first Sif of the next Simin. Sif Hei Ein HaYachid Rashai Lomer Shloshe Esrei Midas Derech Tfila. A Yachid cannot say the Shloshe Esrei Midas Derech Tfila Ubakashas Rachamim. The Dover Shebekdushahim, they have a halacha of a Dover Shebekdusha that needs a minion. Avol imbola omram derech kriya bi'alma omram, but he could say a derech kriya. Hagah says the Rama, v'chein ein li yochid lomer slichas o vayavar. A yochid shouldn't even say slichas or vayavar. Lamaisa, the poskim argue on not saying slichas. A yochid could, just the yud gimel midas, he should be say like kore batorah. There are a few things the Mishnah Berurah brings down here. One, that one should never say slichas by night before chatzos, except for Leil Yom Kippur, which means that people that want to say slichas during Elul or Atzeres Yemei Teshuva, they want to say it at night, they have to wait until after chatzos. The other thing is he brings down that the Haderes Ve'amuna, although it can be said by a yachid, it should not be said by tzibur other than on Yom Kippur. Questions on Simchas Torah, it is the minig Yisrael to sing it together. How exactly that fits with the Prima Godim here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is questionable. Further, Sivav, Hamisanu mefarsim atzmo l'achirim lishtabech shu misanehu nena shalkach. Somebody that lets everybody know that he's doing a tainus yachid gets a punishment for that. So what is he supposed to do? So first of all, lechatchil, if people ask you if you're fasting or not, even though you're allowed to tell them the truth, it's not like you're walking around advertising it, lechatchil you should be meshane. Lechatchil you should say you're not fasting. What happens if they're trying to get him to eat and he just can't get out of it, otherwise he can tell them that he's fasting. On a tainus tzibur, where you have people that are mezalzel in it and don't fast, there's a mitzvah to be mefarsim that you're fasting, let others learn from you. On the other hand, let's say you have a tainus tzibur, and for some reason you can't be fasting, say for medical reasons, don't be mefarsim it, you can only eat betzina. Tov kuf samach vav sif aleph. B'tainas Sibur Omer Shatz Anenu Ben Goel Arofe. The Shatz says Anenu Ben Goel Arofe between Goel Yisrael and Rafa'enu. Why over there? So we learn it out because it says Hashem Tzuri V'Goeli and the next parak is Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzara. V'chosim and the Shatz, unlike the Yochai, the Shatz does a Chasima. In the Anenu, Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'ona Le'amo Yisrael Beis Tzara, Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gra to leave out Le'amo Yisrael, but just to say Ona Beis Tzara. V'korim V'chal B'shachris U'v'mincha, Bein Shechal B'beis V'hei, Bein Shechal B'shara Yamin. And there's a special Kriyas HaTorah of V'chal, both at Shachris as well as Mincha, whether or not it's a Kriyas HaTorah day. Hagah U'maftirin B'mincha Dirshu. And at Mincha, we are maftir dirshu Hashem b'imotzo. U'b'shachris ein maftirin chutz b'tisha b'av. Except for Tisha b'av, there's no maftir on at Shachris. And on Tisha b'av, the laning at Shachris is different. We lay Nasof Asifim, and we lay Kisolid Bonim, and the Haftorah is also Asifim. And at Mincha, it's Vaychal and Dirshu. Afilu k'shechal, v'korin afilu k'shechal b'erev Shabbos, say Asar Batavis is Chal Erev Shabbos, we will lay in at Shachris in Mincha. V'misanin b'rish chodesh, korin Shachris parshas v'rish chodesh, u'mincha b'shol tainis. Whereas, if you're fasting on a rish chodesh, so in shul and Shachris, they should lay in the kriya for rish chodesh, and only at Mincha are they going to lay in a vaychal. What happens if, by mistake, they lain vaychal on Rish Chodesh? So Mishnah Berurah comes out that they don't have to lain again. Another thing, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the person that gets the aliyah should not lain along with the tzibur, the psukim of Hashem Hashem and the Salat Lavaneinu What we do is the one who's Ola and the Shatz are just quiet. Mishabur says that we should tell people that because people really don't know. So that what the person who gets the Aliyah should only be silent while the Kol says all the extra psukim, and he should lay in together with the Balkorei.